जेमी रॉबिन्सन सिडनी में रहते हैं और उनके पास एक कार है, बहुत ही खास कार, जिसे देखकर लोगों की गर्दनें घूमती हैं, नजरें अटकती हैं और भारतीय जब उसे देखते हैं तो उनके दिल भी धड़क जाते हैं। ये येलो ब्लैक कैब है जो दिल्ली और मुंबई की सड़कों पर दिखाई देती है। लेकिन एक ऐसी ही हिंदुस्तान एम्बेसडर कार जेमी रॉबिन्सन सिडनी ले आए हैं और यहाँ चला रहे हैं और लोगों को खूब भा रही है। आइए जेमी रॉबिन्सन से जानते हैं कि इस कार की कहानी क्या है। सो जेमी, वेलकम टू SBS एंड टेल अस, व्हाट इज दिस प्रोजेक्ट बॉलीवुड कार्स?
ओके, सो it all started, I watched an episode of Top Gear and they had a race in it between the taxis of the world. And I've already got a classic London black cab which was in the race. And alongside it, there was a New York cab, there was a South African cab, and the Mexican Beetle, and another from Russia. But they also had this cab from India, which is the Hindustan Ambassador. And it was a lot more sort of colourful than the rest. It had sort of tassels hanging off it, and they had like a little sort of incense burner on the dashboard, and it was all really colourful, and it really caught my eye, and it actually ended up winning the race. So I thought, that could be quite a good idea to sort of add an Indian taxi to the fleet that I've got and advertise that as a hire car and a wedding car for Indian people in and around Sydney, and people who love Indian culture like myself. As far as I know, there aren't any others like it. And I just thought, you know, it'd be a nice project to sort of undertake. And that's basically it, really. I mean, growing up in the UK, we're exposed to Indian culture and the food in particular. And I've always had an interest in everything Indian and,
So what have you got in your fleet from India?
What have I got in my what, sorry?
In your fleet, what kind of cars from India do you have now?
So the only one that I've got is the Bollywood car that I sent through the pictures of. But I've decorated it with a lot of artifacts that I accrued when I was traveling around India for my 40th birthday. So there's parts from Amritsar, there's bits from Darjeeling, and it's got sort of quite sentimental value as well, I guess, reminding me of a great holiday. All the fabrics are sourced from India as well, and
it's an ambassador, right?
Well, it's actually the Hindustan Landmaster, which is the precursor to the ambassador. But most people will sort of recognize it as an ambassador.
As an ambassador. And yeah. What kind of response have you received so far?
Oh, it's incredible, honestly. it's been a bit of a journey getting this car to this situation. And with any old car, you sort of have to road test it and make sure that it's running correctly. And the one occasion that springs to mind was I was driving it on the James Lewis driveway, and the car actually broke down, and I sort of pulled in the side of the road, and this Indian gentleman was traveling north, and he saw the car, and he drove until he could turn around, and he came back. He stopped next to the car on the highway, uh-huh. Nearly caused a massive pile-up, reversed, and then got out. And he's like, I can't believe it. I haven't seen one of these cars since I moved here 20 years ago. And he wanted to buy the car off me there and then. I was concerned for his safety. And his wife was shouting at him, going, come on, we need to get home. But, the vegetables are going to get bad. And he's like, no, wait, take a picture of me, the car. And, so we've kept in touch. But recently I was just driving around North Sydney by the Harbour Bridge. And everywhere we stopped, literally people would come over and relay their memories of traveling in these cars in India. There's a gentlemen who run a couple of Indian restaurants, and he was asking me about the availability to use it to promote his restaurant. So So like everywhere, it generates a response because there isn't another car like it. And you know, like the inside is just so different to any other car with a flower ceiling and stuff. So yeah, the response has been really good. I'm just talking to one gentleman about it being used for his daughter's wedding. So they're getting married in the temple near Helensburg, and he wants me to drive his daughter to the temple, and then the car can be set up as a photo booth as well, so it can allow people to take short videos and have their photograph taken, and it prints off a strip in the front, so it can be used as a wedding guest book. So yeah, we're just sort of discussing how that's going to work. And yeah,
so is this or you are going to add more cars from India now?
I would love to add more cars from India. I'd like to get an ambassador, and this time put the colour scheme as the Kolkata caps, because the colour scheme for this one is Mumbai and Delhi, black with a yellow roof, whereas in Kolkata it's at the moment it's like orange with a blue stripe or bright yellow. So it would be really nice to sort of, you know, have more cars like that. But yeah, funds and COVID-19 isn't helping the situation at the moment.
So what is your connection with India, Jimmy? How did you fall in love with India?
Well, as I say, growing up, so I'm originally from Swansea in South Wales in the UK, and there's this really close sort of connection between Britain and India, and actually the most popular dish in the UK is chicken tikka masala, which is an anglicised version of an Indian dish. So yeah, my favourite food has always been Indian food. And yeah, it's just such a colourful and profound culture, and you know, everybody seems to sort of get on, and I love the sort of attitude of the people towards animals there as well. So yeah, and I also spent some time working in Dubai with a number of Indian people who I keep in touch with, and yeah, that sort of grew my appreciation and interest further. Yeah, and I just love the sort of diversity and the variety of everything, really. Like when I was traveling around there a few years back, you just couldn't predict what was going to happen, even just a simple walk down the road. You know, you'd walk around the corner and there'd be a load of cows there. It was just incredible. It was such an amazing place.
Do you remember something? Some incident that...
Any incident?
Yeah, from India?
What can I think of? Like, every walk was just different. I remember doing this bike tour in Delhi, and prior to the bike tour, I'd been staying on the outskirts of Delhi, and the bike tour started in Old Delhi, and we sort of turned the corner, and it was like traveling into a completely different world. The roads were very narrow. There was cables, and there was all sorts of animals walking all over the road, and yeah, that was probably one of the best experiences of my life. It was just incredible. You know, you just didn't know what was going to happen next. One minute you were avoiding cars, and then it was rickshaws, then it was cows, buffaloes, it was goats everywhere. It was just incredible.
That's why they call it Incredible India in the campaign.
And it is incredible. Like I've been to, I think, 33 different countries around the world, and nowhere comes close to it. It's just, an experience. Like nothing is sort of predictable or simple, you know. And like I went to Rishikesh, and I'm walking over the bridge, and then all of a sudden a motorbike is driving towards me over the bridge, and then there's cows, and I went for a run near where the Beatles recorded the White Album, and I think I had a stray dog chasing me. Then there was a monkey running across the road, and even more cows. And yeah, it was it's just incredible. Like, there's no place like it.
Well,
I can't recommend.
I'm sure Indians hearing you listening to this interview right now are so proud of their heritage, their culture, and they are already in love with you. Thank you so much, Jamie, for talking to us.
Oh, no problem at all. And yeah, I hope to meet more Indian people and drive them around, and hopefully a journey in the car will.
I'm sure we'll have
some nice memories for them.
I'm sure we'll see more cars on more Indian cars, more Indian themed cars on Sydney Road soon.
Yeah, well, maybe this will start a sort of a thing, and other people might start swimming in cars, and who knows. I'm hoping to sort of work with some Indian people as well, and possibly do things like curry tours.
Uh-huh.
So, like there's such a great sort of enthusiasm for Indian food, especially amongst British people and Australians to a certain extent too. So, but we don't really understand the complexities of the spices and, how to make the masalas and stuff like that. So I thought it would be like a really interesting thing, for example, if we picked up some people, drove them to Harris Park, and an Indian chef kind of explained, where to get the spices and what does what and how it grows, and then make a curry at the end, and perhaps talk through some of the sweets and stuff. Like, it's just such a rich and profound culture, and you're constantly learning. But when I was in India, I was staying with my friend, and I remember waking up one day and he had this bangle around his bracelet around his hand, and I said, "Oh, why have you got that on today?" And he said, "Oh, my sister got it for me because it's the time of the year where you show your appreciation to your brothers."
Mm.
And that was interesting. And then we were driving along, and there's all these guys walking, carrying water, and they'd walked for hundreds of kilometers to the Ganges to get some water to take back to their home, and it's just, or their temple, and it's just amazing. Like, you learn something new every day. And
well, thank you so much for sparing time and talking to us.